Whitmer admin 6 Michigan cops on 77-year-old barber defying shutdown. By Kyle Olson on May 9, 2020. A 77-year-old Michigan barber said he won't stop working unless he is tasered by the police or Jesus Christ himself walks in, and will continue defying Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive orders. Carl Mank, owner of Carl Mank's Barber and Beauty Shop in Owosso, has remained open despite the stay-at-home order. Mank told ABC 12 he reopened after unemployment benefits were denied 3 times. He has been cited for violating the shutdown order, and supporters have stepped up to pay the fines. On Friday, state police showed up with an order from Whitmer's administration to close. Today, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon acted under the authority granted to him by state law to issue an order that is necessary to correct conditions that pose an imminent threat to the health or lives of people in Michigan, the department said in a statement to NBC 25. The order requires Carl Mank's barbershop in Shiawassee County, which overtly defied Governor Gretchen Whitmer's order, to immediately close to the public. Despite the legal threats, Mank vowed to stay open as long as he can. "Whatever way it is, they're going to have to drag me kicking and screaming out of this building," he told ABC 12. If the barbershop does not comply with the order, the state will ask a judge in Shiawassee Circuit Court to issue a temporary restraining order, the department said. If such an order is issued and the barbershop owner fails to comply, he can be held in contempt of court. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel also weighed in. "Mr. Mank was given every opportunity to voluntarily comply with the governor's executive order and the order of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services director. As a result of his continued operation, today his business was deemed an imminent danger to the public health in order to be shut down by the DHHS director. If he refuses, the Department of Attorney General will request an order from the Shiawassee County Circuit Court on Monday to close his business. Mr. Mank's actions are not a display of harmless civil disobedience. His actions are counterproductive to the collective effort businesses and communities everywhere have made to slow the spread of COVID-19. And by opening the doors to his business, he's putting the lives of many more Michiganders at risk. I just couldn't live with myself if I didn't do that," Mank told radio host Steve Gruber about continuing to work. "I don't care really if I have to spend all of the money I'm making right now to pay my fine, it's worth it," he said. He said he will only leave if they drag me out in the street or Jesus comes. Mank said he has fielded calls from other barbers about what to do. "You have to have courage," he said. Mank's attorney, Bill Amadeo, told the Argus Press that his client would be seeking a jury trial. Amadeo said Mank would be pleading not guilty during a June 6 court hearing. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also the host of The Kyle Olson Show, found on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.